Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Sonia Albertson. She is the Scenic Backway Coordinator, and she will be also helping out with the upcoming Chan San San Quilt Run, which is what we're going to be talking about today. And Sonia, welcome to our show.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, thank you for taking time joining us here on Let's Talk About It. This quilt run sounds like an absolute blast, and it's going to involve several different organizations and businesses in our general area. But first, Sonia, you want to tell us kind of your duties as the Scenic Backway Coordinator?
Okay, well, I became the coordinator about 3 years ago. And mostly my job is to maintain the infrastructure and make sure it looks nice and promote the backway, because not everybody knows about all the byways and backways that are in North Dakota.
Now, this is called the Chan San San Scenic Backway?
It is. It was became a backway in 2001.
Okay.
And the first name for it was the James River Valley Scenic Back Road, the Chan San San Tour.
Oh, my gosh.
Over the years, it got shortened up to the Chan San San Scenic Backway.
Excellent. And this is a pretty good stretch of road that connects a lot of different communities, right?
35 miles. It cuts right through Lemoore County.
It starts
at the county line on Highway 46 up north of Adrian, and then it angles southeast down through Dickey, Lemoore, to the southern end at the Dickey County line. So there's 35 miles of backway.
35 miles. And for those who haven't driven it before, Sonia, what would you say to get people to go out there and check that out? Because I've got to see a little bit of it, and I loved it. It was gorgeous.
It is. If you love the prairie landscape, drive the Chan San San.
For sure.
It's beautiful scenery. And right now is a great time to do it because there's wildflowers blooming and, birds. It's beautiful. And a lot of history, too. I mean,
definitely.
We have 12 interpretive panels along the way. You can find out about the history of the area and,
excellent.
Lots to do.
Excellent. So again, Sonia Albertson, she is the Scenic Backway Coordinator for the Chan San San Backway in southeastern North Dakota. So what a fun event that you have introduced here, and a first ever event like this, the Chan San San Quilt Run. So tell us a little bit about the idea that came about for doing a quilt run on the Chan San San.
Okay. Well, I wanted to do something to bring people to the backway. And the Old Red Old Tan Scenic Byway from Mandanda Dickinson every year has rummage sales all along the backway.
Right.
I wanted to do something different, so I thought, how about quilt shows? Because we have so many quilters in our area. And so that was the idea, and then it was a matter of getting people on board, and that was no problem. We've got like 20 volunteers that are helping with the five shows.
Oh, that's excellent. So what's great about this, again, that 35-mile stretch, and along that there's going to be five different shows, and a lot of different businesses are getting involved with that too, right?
The local quilt shops especially, they are helping to sponsor, and we really appreciate that. Comforts of Home here in Jamestown, Trish was the first person I talked to about it, and she was on board right away. And then Quilted Ceiling in Valley City, and you go south of the backway to Oaks, Quilt and Sew, another quilt shop. Mm-hmm. And then west to Wishick, Rumpel Quiltskin is also helping.
I love that name. It's such a clever name.
I do too. And she's also going to be a vendor at the Grand Rapids show.
So. Excellent. Okay, so this is a long tour across the Chan San San Scenic Backway, again, in southeastern North Dakota. This goes from 9 to 5 on Saturday, July 21st. Kind of walk us through, Sonia, how individuals will get registered for this and kind of what they can expect when they participate in the event.
Sure. Like I say, there are five shows. Trinity Church in Adrian, the Dickey Town Hall, and then at the museum at Memorial Park, north of Grand Rapids, Zora Church in Lemoore, and then St. Ansgar Church, a little country church, and that anchors the south end of the backway.
Okay.
You can start the quilt run at any one of these locations. You'll go there. It's a free will offering to get in. You'll get a ticket, and at each show site, you'll get your ticket punched.
Okay.
And if you go to all five shows, you can enter for a drawing. We have prizes.
Okay.
Our grand prize is a beautiful twin-size quilt made and donated by Lynette Winters. She lives south of Lemoore.
Okay.
So that's the grand prize. And then Quilted Ceiling in Valley City has donated something. And then another person, Patty Wood Bartle, has donated a certificate for some free long-arm quilting. So
that's excellent.
A great prize, too.
Yeah, yeah.
So we have those three nice prizes.
Oh, what a, I mean, what a great incentive. But I think it's just such a great event to the sense of you'll get people to come along that beautiful back way if they've never been on it before and get involved with something that a lot of people in our area love doing. Quilting is such a big thing in our area.
It is. It is. And the talent out there is just amazing.
It is. So. It really is. Sonia Albertson, again, our guest here on Let's Talk About It. Chan San San Quilt Run coming up Saturday, July 21st from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. There's a lot of dining options along this, too, it looks like.
There is. Yeah. Yep. Dickey has a little cafe that you can go to. Then in the Grand Rapids area, we have a couple of eating places. The Country Club, which is a beautiful country club, is just right across the river from Memorial Park.
Yeah.
So that's an option. And then you get in Lemoore and there's some eating places too.
Yeah. So also a great thing for our businesses too in those areas to get some people along that back way too. Such a good idea. The Quilt Run, again, comes up July 21st. Sonia, if anybody wants more information or they want to sign up, they want to learn more about the Quilt Run or the Chan San San Scenic Backway, what are some ways you would encourage them to do
that? Okay, you can... Well, first of all, I'll give you my phone number.
Okay.
You can call me, Sonia, at 701-368-8638. And another great way to see what's going on and get updates weekly, at least weekly, is on our Facebook page, Chan San San Scenic Backway. And we are also on the county website, LemooreCountyND.com.
Okay, perfect. So you can get a lot of different information, Facebook, the Lemoore County website, or by contacting Sonia. Sonia, anything else you want to mention about the Scenic Backway, about the Quilt Run, or anything else going on that you'd like to mention?
I do want to say that there's not just fabric quilts you can see that day.
Okay.
We have barn quilts along the backway that you can see, and then we have some ladies who are making barn quilts to display at each show site. And then if you haven't had enough of barn quilts, you can go north from the back way. Up in the Ypsilanti area, there's a retired farmer who's been painting barn quilts. He has about 16 of them up there.
Wow, okay.
Daryl Rorta is his name.
Okay.
And we're going to have a little map that'll show you where to go if you want to look at his quilts too.
Excellent. Okay, so there's a lot of opportunity to see the different talent we have in our area, and definitely check out the beautiful Chan San San Scenic Backway. I know I need to go out there and drive the whole thing. I'm sure after talking about it today, I'm going to have to
come on down. Quilt shows aren't just for ladies.
There you go. Exactly. And you can take your lady out to the quilt shows.
Exactly.
So, Sonia, thank you so much for joining us here on Let's Talk About
It. It's been a pleasure.